Your inspiration looks like it's sea life, the things you haul up on the hook or the net.
Absolutely, absolutely. It inspires me. Commercial fishing really inspired my fish-themed drawings. It was really cool to be able to take a photo of a unique-looking salmon and then on our off days from fishing go and be able to draw that picture, and then they just turned out so cool.
And so you do work from a photo?
Uh-huh. You usually use photo references. Most for every fish I've ever drawn, I usually have a photo reference either sent to me by a friend or taken by myself or sometimes looked up on the internet.
Do you have a favorite sea creature?
It's got to be the salmon.
Okay. And any particular kind of salmon? Or
I love chum salmon. I love when they are starting to change color. I think they're so cool with their big gnarly teeth. And I think that's kind of what took off my inspiration for drawing fish, is I did a really cool drawing of a chum salmon last year with colors, and people liked it and I liked it, and then that's when I was like, oh, I want to draw some more fish, and then that's kind of where that started.
Just getting into the real color and craziness of those dark spawning fish.
Yeah, I love it. I love it when they start changing color, and then when they're bright too. I just did a recent painting of a coho, and I used actual silver paint, and that looked really neat, and so definitely inspired by all the cool colors that they have in them.
Okay, and then it looks like from your website you're branching out into stickers, magnets, so you're moving your images onto other platforms.
Yeah, so actually last year as a gift, a friend of mine got that chum salmon drawing turned into a sticker for me, just as a gift because I had drawn her a logo for her small business. And then after that I was like, oh my gosh, those stickers are so cool. So then I started ordering stickers and selling stickers, and they've just become a really cool, affordable platform to sell.
You also do some landscapes and other work?
Definitely learning new techniques. Landscapes are, I was a bit terrified of painting and drawing them, but as I keep practicing and learning and reading about different techniques, I'm starting to get better, and I definitely want to pursue doing some more landscape paintings.
And are you all self-taught? Have you studied? Or?
I have not. I have not gone to any schooling for art. I had a pretty awesome art teacher in high school, Mr. Garbish. He was great. And also Ann Lukemeyer was an awesome art teacher for me. But those are the only two people that ever really given me any sort of professional help.
Okay. And are there any artists that inspire you and you look toward?
Oh, absolutely. We have a local artist here, Brenda Schwartz. She's probably one of my favorite artists. And Ray Troll, absolutely. His salmon art and fish art and marine art just blows my mind. There's a few other artists that I found on social media that I follow. One of my favorite artists, her name's Rachel Pohl, and she does landscape art, acrylic paintings, and I really am drawn to her artwork.